Okay, so we said last time that the Sefer Yonah, the Gros Pirush, is going to be a remez. The Sefer Yonah is not going to be discussing the story of a prophet named Yonah, whose father happened to be Amittai, who goes and try and is told by Hashem to send the people to do tshuva. This is the story of every single yid, every single person. What's the story? The story is that Yonah symbolizes the Jewish soul, the neshama. Why does Yonah symbolize the neshama? Because Yonah has double nature. He has nature that he's very loyal. He has a nature that he protects. And there's a lot of chazal that discuss that, the loyalty of a Yonah. Okay. Besides that, Yonah also sometimes very foolish. That even when it's trapped, it's still flies around and bumps into walls and trying to get out. So the Yonah represents the Jewish neshama. It's supposed to be loyal at its core. It's very loyal, but when it makes mistakes, and it's hard to get out of its mistakes. The Jewish soul is Ben Amittai. It's the son comes from the Emes. It comes from Hashem himself, who's the source of all truth. So Yonah Ben Amittai means the neshama, whose source is in the truth, is in the Emes. And he's given a mission, and he was given a Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem, he says from the Zohar, is Zili beguf planya ve'avod re'usi. Go into that body. The neshama has to go into the body down here in the world and do my will. And lamor means he has to go share it with the world. So what's the mission? Kum lech, pasuk beis. Kum, get up. Lech, go. El Ninveh, ha'ir ha'gedolah. Go to Ninveh, the big city. Ukra aleha, and call out to it. Ki also ra'asam lefanai, because they are very, very evil, and you have a job to do to get them to do tshuva. Says the Gra, what's it referring to? It's referring to like this. Kum lech, the neshama, you're in Gan Eden, everything's great. You're here in the spiritual world. Kum, you got to get up from your spiritual world, lech, and go down to the physical world. Where should I go? El Ninveh, to Ninveh. Ninveh has a shoresh called Nava. Nava means, like we say, Nava tihi. Nava is my resting place, right? Like it says in Rashi, Zekeli ve'anvehu, and this is my Hashem, and I will make him a nava. I will make him a place to dwell. We say in the tefillah when we take out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, we say a tefillah that says Beshuva el naveu. Hashem will come back to his resting place. Hashem's resting place is in Olam Hazeh. He dwells in Olam Haba, but he's resting in this world, trying to have people notice him. So Ninveh means go down to this world. Ha'ir HaGedola. The Ir HaGedola is referring to the human being. It's referring to the human being. Human being has in it is a mini world, is a mini city, is a mini planet. Everything that exists in the world exists in a microcosm in mankind. So that's the whole concept by itself. I'm not going to get into that right now, but that's what it's saying. Kum lech, the neshama is charged with a mission. Go el Ninveh ha'ir ha'gdola, to Ninveh, to this world, and specifically to join in with a guf of a person. Ukra aleha, and call out to it. Which means, lomud adam das shiyashuvu, call out to it to do tshuva. The neshama has to be that voice of reason inside the guf of the person. So the neshama is charged to go into the person and give it that spiritual mussar, do what's right, do what's right. That's the symbolism of Yonah having to go into the world, into Ninveh. He also ra'asam lefanai. Because if you don't do that, their evil will rise before me. What is that referring to? So the Gra says what it's referring to is that every time a person does an Avera, they create a Malach. And the Malach, we learned this in Tomer Dvora, and the Malach comes up to Shemaim, and the Malach says, Hashem says, oh, you're here. What are you doing here? He says, I was just created by an action that guy did. So Hashem says, and this is where the Tomer Dvora says, this is a lot of concepts. Hashem says, oh, well, I don't want you here. If you want to continue living, go get nourishment from that person. So the evil spirit will kind of suck out the life out of the person. It's the concept of but the point is ki also ra'asa lafanai means that their evil has come up to me and I see from the angels that they've created a certain amount of evil, and it's time that you go down and the neshama has to go and do tshuva and cause the tshuva to happen down in this world. Okay, so this is the setup of the story. So, fine. As we continue, you have to keep in mind all the steps to continue piecing together the story from the mashal part, right? Because it's so. What's the next pasuk? Vayakam Yona. The Yona gets up, livroach, and he wants to run away from his mission. Tarshisha, he runs to Tarshish. Milifnei Hashem, from before the presence of God. Vayered Yafo, he went to the port of Yafo. Vayimtsa Aniya, he found a boat. Bo'a Tarshish, that's coming to Tarshish. Vayita in Schara, and he gives the payment. Vayered Ba, Lova Imaim Tarshish Lifnei Hashem. So simply remember the simple pshat, Yonah is running away. He pays a boat to take him away of Tarshish. To go to a boat, he found the boat not going to Nineveh, but rather going to Tarshish, and now he goes on that boat. So Zokt Zgra. Once you put the neshama in this world, the neshama now does not want to keep its mission anymore. The neshama is in this world, and he's not so interested in doing his mission. So, what happens? If you remember back in the stories that we learned in Baba Basra from Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the crazy God at the Gemaras that it said that Rabba Bar Bar Chana saw the waves up and these are the waves that touch Shemaim, and so we learned those Gemaras up the Gra. So if you recall, what the Gra said there was that the waves of the world, the water, the ocean represents this world, and the Yabasha represents Olam Haba. Why? Because the point of the water is not a permanent place. You can't live on the water. You can only live on a boat in the water. You can't really live in the water. So that's this world. A neshama cannot live in this world. The resting place in the neshama is on the yabasha, is on the solid ground. So between two pieces of solid ground, there's water. So between Olam Haba, before the neshama is born and after the neshama is born, that's the two pieces of land, there's water. But the point of the water is just to travel from one to the other. There's no real gain of the water itself. Okay, how do you travel through the water? Through a boat. So the boat represents the guf of the person. The neshama is the person, the sailor, and he's trying to navigate the boat through this world. So he's trying to navigate the guf, the body, through this world, which is the way he navigates the boat through the ocean. That's the Gra says in general. So here also it's the same thing. The neshama comes down to the world, and he's in the ocean now. So he finds a boat, but the boat is not a good boat. It's not a boat going to Nineveh. It's not a boat which is taking him to the resting place of Hashem to bring the mission. The boat now is going to take him away from his mission. Milifnei Hashem. It's going to take him away from his mission. Why? Vayered Yafo goes to the port of Yafo. Why Yafo? Yafo represents Yafet, the beauty of this world. So he finds a boat that's captivated by the beauty of the world and all the things in the world that are going to distract him from his avodas Hashem. So he finds a boat which is going to Yafo, which is based in Yafo. And where's it going? It's going to Tarshish. What's with Tarshish? Unbelievable, says the Gra, the pasuk in Yeshaya. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Akol aniyos Tarshish, ve'akol sechiyos hachemda." Says the Gra, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel also, that Tarshish schayrascha meroiv kol haim. That the pasuk in Yecheskel and the pasuk in Yeshaya say that the merchants who come from Tarshish are loaded up with the greatest gold and silver that exists in the world. So Tarshish was known as a place that has very good level, high level of gold and high level of silver. So in other words, what happened is that this neshama, now that it's in the world, gets seized by the beauty of Gashmias. And he wants to go straight to Tarshish. That's where all the gold is, all the silver, and everything. The Gra says Tarshish is specifically the city which represents the greatest levels of Gashmias that exist in this world. That's what he says. He says, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, Tarshish, the city of Tarshish, Sechayroscha, what do you sell? What do you have to offer? Meroiv kol hoin, the greatest wealth, bekesef barzel bedil boyfaris pirish anche tarshish hevulachoschera shir mi marbus hoin. It's the greatest wealth in the world exists in Tarshish. So, what the girl is also telling us is that the greatest distraction that a person has in this world is wealth, or not wealth really, not the world, but the gold and silver of the world, the beauty, what the taivos of physical desire is much less than the desire of being able to access the greatest beauty in the world, because it's a much more refined desire. The neshama doesn't really go after the physical pleasures of the physical taivas of this world. The neshama, if it's going to get distracted, it's going to get distracted from the more refined yetzahara. The more refined yetzahara is gold, silver, beauty, nice things. That's where the yetzahara, the neshama, is going to get caught up. It's not going to come into this world and after day one go run after, you know, all the other things. That's too low for the neshama. But Tarshish and Yofi, those are things that the neshama can, it's a refined pleasure. So therefore, the neshama comes to this world, and right away, it runs away. So now read the pasuk. Vayakom yoinu, the neshama gets up, livroach, it runs away, Tarshisha, to the gold and silver, milifnei Hashem, and it wants to hide from Hashem, from its mission. Vayered yafo, it goes down from its level to the beauty of the world. Vayimtza aniyan, found a boat, which we said already from the Gra, the other place, means the body. Ba'atash, and the body's going straight there. So it's great. So the neshama found the body, and it's going straight to run after all the gold and silver of this world. Okay? Vayitin, we have to learn the second half of the pasuk, but we can't get to it now. Vayitin, schara, vayered ba, etc. We have to learn the rest tomorrow. But this is every word over here is consistent with the message. It doesn't just say Yafo. Okay, Yafo is a port city. No, specifically was chosen that word because it's yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Tarshish is one of the Avnei Chayshin also, right?
Yeah, so I guess it represents a certain amount of beauty. Okay.
Right.
Okay.